Once again, thank you, Mike and Kim Burge, along with you here on The Good Stuff. And we're going to share about 5 minutes of some things to hopefully make you laugh a little bit, smile a little bit, brighten your day just a little bit. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us here in north central Nebraska. Yep, the Valentine and surrounding areas has lots of things to offer, like the scenic Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, and the home of the Nebraska Star Party. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com. Tim, something to start off the program today. I've just renamed my Wi-Fi network to Police Surveillance Van Number 2. Figured it would keep the neighbors on their toes for a little while. This morning, I saw Mrs. Patterson from across the street peeking through her blinds with binoculars, and then Mr. Chen, two doors down, mowed his lawn at 6 a.m. while whistling the national anthem. And the teenager next door hasn't touched his vape in 3 days now. He just sits by the window staring at my router with pure terror. So if you have somebody that's trying to get to your router, just rename it Police Surveillance Van Number 2. And let's take a look here at some of the other items going on for the Good Stuff program today. Of course, this season, spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News, stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. How about a poem from Rod Nichols today on the Good Stuff program? Always appreciate Rod's work. The Antique Store. I'd only meant to spend an hour just browsing, nothing more, the way that I'd done so many times in some small antique store. There's something in my soul, I guess, that seems to lead me on, and every time I travel, seems that's where I've always gone. The owner met me at the door. Come on in and look around. If I can help you, then call on me about anything you've found. I nodded, as I'd always done, though in my mind I thought, I've only come to nose a bit. I seldom ever bought. But thereupon an aged stand of rosewood box, I swear, and underneath a latch-hooked lid, a sight beyond compare. For there, in 8 compartments snug beneath a mirrored lid, were marbles in the hundreds, like the ones we had as kids. There were steelies, swirls, and shooters, cat's eyes of every hue, some Aggies, Peewees, Cola brands, from every drink I knew. I ran my fingers through them all like precious jewels to see, and then I saw the owner's face a-looking straight at me. He sort of winked and came around. My face was turning red. Don't let it bother you one bit. I've done the same, he said. It's funny how a little thing, albeit just a toy, can touch a chord within the man and find again the boy. We spoke of early schoolboy days, of circles on the ground, of marbles, and of simpler times, no longer to be found. At last I heard an old clock chime. I'd stayed till time to close. But as I started, I came back. I'll take a bag of those. It's funny how a little thing, albeit just a toy, can touch a chord within the man and find again the boy. Almost over 20 years ago now, Rod Nichols had written that and submitted it in 2005. A couple of other things here on the Good Stuff. A teacher asked a little girl if she was going to the Maypole dance. No, I ain't going, the little girl replied. Oh, no, no, the teacher corrected. It's not I ain't going. You say I am not going. He is not going. We are not going. They are not going. See what I mean? The little girl smiled brightly. Sure, she replied. They ain't nobody going. Something out of Reader's Digest on there. And one other little short one there. The doctor at the teaching hospital entered a room followed by a gaggle of students. He directed their attention to the patient. Now, here we have a subject with a bad limp, he explained, brought on primarily because one leg is shorter than the other. The doctor addressed one of the students. So, Mr. Tolliver, what would you do in such a case? Young Mr. Tolliver thought about that for a moment, then replied, well, sir, I guess I would limp too. So a couple of things there for you. Little bring a smile to your face, hopefully, from the Good Stuff today. If you have something to share on the Good Stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station, because I know they appreciate it, for more of the Good Stuff.